We're continuing the laws, Kaddish, specifically the words of the Bir Halacha that discusses the five different categories which don't apply as far as Kedima of who goes first with regard to saying Kaddish, but we apply these rules with regard to who should be the one that leads the davening. And the five that he brought down, which a person would say Kaddish for these five situations, are not necessarily in this order, but they are a Ben Shiva, someone who is within the 7 days, Ben Shloshim, the 30 days, first month, Ben Yud Beis Chodesh, the year, the Yom HaSukkah, which we mentioned is the 11th month when a person finishes the resetting of Kaddish, that day is called, that time is called the Yom HaSukkah, and finally the Yortzeit. So last time we were discussing the person who is in Avelus of Toch Shiva, that they have Kedima, they're the ones that will always lead the davening. It doesn't even matter if it's a guest. We always will have that person daven over anyone else. And we mentioned different scenarios of why that really matters, especially if this person is in his home during Shiva. That was something we discussed last time. So now we're going to discuss the next of the five categories, Avil Toch Shlosh, that a person who is within the first 30 days. And it's already brought down, as we mentioned, that when it came to Shiva, in the event, let's say, for example, a Yom Tov came about in the middle of the Shiva and it cancels Shiva, nonetheless, he's still considered to be an Avil Toch Shiva with regard to leading the davening. In other words, even though he no longer has the laws of Avelos of someone sitting Shiva, but nonetheless, since it's within those 7 days, he will have the right to daven over someone else who is in within the shloshim, the 30 days. So too, when it comes to a ben shloshim, someone who's a toch shloshim, that for example, within the 30 days, Yom Tov comes along and cancels out shloshim, which it does. But nonetheless, when it comes to the laws of the one leading the davening, the chazan, he's still considered to be within his time of shloshim. So it says like this, Avil toch shloshim hu kodem l'avil toch yud beis chodesh, logically. So we, so far, have the person who is within toch shiva, they come first. And then we now have toch shloshim, which within the 30 days, certainly they will come first as far as davening, leading the services over someone who is merely within just their year. The month has passed. And he continues and says, "Vegam kodem avil biyom hafsok." Also, a person who is within their shloshim, also they will come first with regard to in competition, if you will, to someone who is biyom hafsok, which means they're on their 11th month and they're very end of the resetting the Kaddish, in which we're going to see that person does have certain rights to the Almud, but when it comes to him going against an Avil Toch Shloshim, the person within Shloshim will daven first. However, Im Yesh Yortzeit, what happens when it comes to the situation of Yortzeit? So he says, Yischalk, what you should do is you should divide up the tefilos, mincha ve'arvis, so, which would mean in the event that you only have one person saying having yortzeit, the other person in toch shloshim, according to this opinion, it should be divided. One person will daven mincha, the other one will daven mariv, dehainu, sheha ben lamid yispal el tefil achas, ben yortzeit tefil achas. When it comes to shachris, that's mincha mariv, but tefil shachris yispal echad ad asher bol tzion, v'ashini yisayim hatfila. So you just completely split it up. Now, that sounds as though that between the person who is within Shloshim and the person who has a yortzeit, they sound like they're exactly even. But it's not the case. That's not the case. In fact, it's brought down that what happens in the event that you don't just have one person who has a yortzeit. What happens, the imesh kama yortzeit b'osa yom. You have numerous people, let's say two people that have a yortzeit, and then you have another person who is toch shloshim within the 30 days. So the halacha is nincha haben shloshim agamri. That person will be completely pushed off. Meniach es tefilos lebalei hayortzeit. So says the bir halacha, that the only time possibly you could see that the ben shloshim will have the ability to daven in place of a yahrzeit is in the event that there's only one person there. However, if there are numerous people, say, which have a yahrzeit that day in that same shul, then the people who have the yahrzeit will come first. Now again, this is what this is according to this opinion, the Bir Halacha. There are other places, other people that are much more machmir when it comes to the yahrzeit, that they will daven all the time, even in the presence of a toch shloshim. But we see clearly that out of the two, the yahrzeit is more has kedim. He continues and says as follows: the im echad mispalel. What happens if you have two people that are equal? Both of them are toch shloshim, but there's a difference as far as whether or not they are kriveya, that they daven here on a continual basis. You see them day in, day out, and the other person who is a guest. So on the surface, you would maybe think, well, hachnasas orchim, you have to be nice to people, strangers. So therefore, you probably allow him to daven. In fact, the halakha is exactly the opposite. The person who davens in that shul on a set time, he's always there. We'll define exactly what that means. He comes before them all, which means that a guest, of course, it can be nice to the guest. However, the person who is in the shul on a more continual basis, someone who's kavua in that shul, that person will be the one who has kedima to daven as the chazan. Now he explains as follows: what is someone who, what is a guest, and what is someone who is not defined as a guest? Interesting how halakha defines that you are tied to the shul that you daven. He says, "Mispalel kavua nikur kol mish mishalim lo kehila shaleha shayach beis hakneses." The event that a person is considered to be tied to that particular shul is in the event that they pay money, dues to that kehila. Right, that's considered to be that you're kavua. The chain sotu, which implies, as we're going to see, that if you don't pay, then you're a guest, even if maybe you're here every single day. Shachris min chamar. The chain sotu gam aniyah hamakom sheish lahem diras keva apal pi she'enam mishalman machmas aniyosam. In the event that a person is impoverished and this nebuch, he can't pay a penny, he's dead broke, right? He's below the poverty line. So the fact that he davens, that's enough. That person, we make the exception, and we say that he's considered to be also a full-fledged person in that particular shul. Ach, elu she'ein mishalmin demei lukupas hakehila. These individuals that could pay, but for whatever reason they elect not to, harihim begeder orchim, those are considered to be guests. Af sheish lehem diras keva beveis achnasis, even though they have a set place and they daven and they have a set seat, nonetheless that's considered to be a guest. And the idea in halacha, what this really means is that a person who is set in a shul and makes an effort to make sure that it keeps running, it's logical that that person should have kedima, should be the one that's allowed to daven in front of and before the orech, the guest.